Good Sunday morning to you, and welcome to the Rise Again Deliverance Radio Broadcast with Bishop Elroy Ben, pastor of Deliverance Christian Fellowship. We are so glad that you joined us today. Now get ready for God to strengthen you. Get ready for God to deliver. Get ready to receive a word from the Lord. At the end of our broadcast, we'll give you more information about our church. Now, let's join our live service already in progress. Be blessed.
The book of Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1 on this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Luke chapter 1. And I'm going to steal a few verses from you this morning. We're going to read at least 10 of those verses as we share the word of God. Is that okay? Let's stand. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Luke chapter 1, reading from verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia. And his wife was of the daughter of Aaron. Her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. They had no child because that Elizabeth was barren. Glory to God. And they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and the wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. And thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. Let me read 16. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. The word of the Lord to the people of God this morning. Go back up with me upstairs to verse 7. And it said, And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they were both now well stricken in age. Look at somebody with some boldness in your spirit. Tell them, remain faithful while waiting. Oh, somebody didn't get that. Come on. Look at somebody. Say it again with power. Remain faithful. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you for the opportunity to share your word on this blessed morning. We ask God, your spirit will come in. God, you're already here, but just come into my heart, my mind, my spirit, God, and speak through me so that what I share will come directly from your throne. Give your people receptive ears and hearts, whether in the sanctuary or God, Facebook, YouTube, wherever they will receive this. May it impact lives, may it change lives, may it transform lives this morning. This I pray in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. One more time, look at somebody, tell them, remain faithful while waiting. You may have your seats. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, permit me to digress from the norm of the Christmas Sunday morning service. Permit me to digress from away in a manger, the shepherds at the, in the house, and shepherds singing, and all that is usually preached or taught on the day before Christmas or even the Sunday before Christmas. I encourage you, if you need or you want to hear about that and hear me in that vein, go on my Facebook page, which I shared on Friday, and many will glean from that. But permit me this morning just to digress from Jesus and the baby in the manger to the birth of the forerunner of Jesus, whose name is John, who is also referred to as John the Baptist or John the Baptizer. We are in the book of Luke. History lets us know that Luke wrote the book of Luke and also the book of Acts. He wrote both books. As a matter of fact, some theologians and some people believe that it was one thesis or one letter to this great Theophilus that he wrote to, and it was just divided somewhere along the line. I don't have facts towards that, nor can I prove that, but all I can say is he is the writer of both pieces of literature. Here it is. He was not a disciple of Jesus, but he is known as one who traveled with Paul the Apostle on his missionary journey. He accompanied Paul while Paul went preaching the gospel in the then known regions at that time. Some people say that it's possible that he may have been, even though he was not the one, the 12, he may have been somewhere around, probably in the 70 or even among the multitude that followed Jesus. But he was not upfront and personal in that way. Why we say that? Because as he begins writing this letter, his intent was to straighten out or put in order some of the things that were being taught or preached or spoken of at that time. I'm going somewhere. He writes this. If you look in the opening, he says, "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seems good to me, also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus." What is he saying? He's saying we have some oral traditions. We have things that have been written. We have things that have been spoken of. And my intent is to gather all that I've heard, all that I've received, and all that possibly have been documented, and put them in order so that Theophilus, this great one, you can get a clearer understanding of all that took place in the life of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's a reporter of that which he have heard. He's a reporter of that which he have gathered. He has a reporter of all the information receives, and now he desires to set it in order or set it in course. But I love how he starts. He does not start with the ministry of Jesus or the life of Jesus, even though all the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, surrounds the life of Jesus. This time, Luke does not start with Jesus, but he starts with the forerunner, the one that was crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." Jesus Hallelujah. Yes, it's the center of the Gospels. But again, I say, permit me to digress as I look this morning at the birth of John. Luke writes to the Gentiles. Matthew wrote to the Jews. And Luke, in his presentation, he presents Jesus as the Son of Man or the Savior of humanity. He takes a different slant. He takes a different course. But yet, praise God, he wants us to know that even though we may all focus around the birth of Jesus, there was somebody, a messenger that God had prepared and was going to send to set the tone and set the platform upon which Jesus will step on. For he said in his ministry, I am not the one that have been spoken of, but and I must decrease so that he can increase. Let's look at some of the events or the things that took place at John's birth. Is that all right? I still believe in Jesus. We still celebrate Jesus. But permit me to digress this morning. We look here, and the first thing we realize is that Luke zeroes in into the parents of John. Read with me as you look at verse 5. It says, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. The first thing Luke identifies with us about the parents of John is that they had ministry background. Glory to God. These two people were steeped in ministry. The Bible said Zacharias was a priest after the order of Abia. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Which is Abijah. He follows the trend of the priests of old time. Then Elizabeth, his wife, is of the daughters of Aaron. We know Aaron to be the high priest, the first high priest in Israel. And she would have come along out of that lineage of Aaron as a daughter of Aaron. These two people had ministry in their lives. Can I talk back with you? They had ministry background. They were not fly by night. They were not just any and anybody. Praise God. They had ministry. They were saturated in ministry. They were brought up in ministry. The second thing I want to draw to your attention is when it says, and they were both righteous before God. Look at it in verse 6. And they were both righteous before God. In other words, they were in right standing with God. They were in right relationship with God. Whatever they did it to please God. Ah, glory to God. They had a right mindset, a right disposition, a right heart, a right attitude towards God. God saturated their very being. The Bible said, and they were both righteous. Oh, what a beautiful arrangement. When you can have husband and wife walking in the way of the Lord. Oh, I didn't get an amen. They were both righteous. It was not Zacharias and righteous and Elizabeth tapping on, or Elizabeth righteous and Zachariah coming alongside. But the both of them were righteous. They had a mind, a desire to please God. Oh my God, what a household, ladies and gentlemen. The third thing about them, it said, and they were walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. So they had ministry in them. They were righteous before God. And now it said, and they were walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. In other words, they were walking in truth and in obedience. Ooh, can I preach and teach this morning? And so they were walking in all the ordinances and commandments of God, meaning their lifestyle was according to the truth of God. They stood upon the commandments, the principles, the precepts and ordinances of God. And all, not only that, but they obeyed them to the T. Walking mean that was their lifestyle. Walking mean that is how they roll. Come on here, somebody. This is how they played. This is how they carried themselves. They stood on the word of God. They let the word of God command their life. And the third thing I see, fourth thing I see there, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said they were blameless. Somebody say blameless. Blameless. It means that in the community or wherever they were of high regard. They were people respected. They had integrity. Come on, somebody. Nobody can point an accusing finger at them. They were blameless. So we have two people who are in ministry, whose life is governed by ministry, two people who are both righteous before God, two people, praise God, that's walking in truth and obedience of God, two people who are walking blameless among those that they associate with, but in the midst of all that, they were childless.
We are taking a break in our program to let you know a little more about our church. Feel free to visit our website at www.dcfministry.com, where you will find our mission and vision, the order of our services, and our community outreach programs. You will also find a way to sow into our ministry. Now let's go back to Bishop Elroy Ben and the service already in progress. Be blessed.
Can I say that again? They were spiritually and morally sound, yet in their life there was a lack. Yet in their life there was a need. Yet in their life there was an emptiness. Yet in their life, praise God, they had an exemplary spiritual and moral life, but it does not exempt you from daily challenges. You could be swinging off the chandelier as far as God is concerned, walking in integrity and all that, and there might still be something in your life that you need God to work out for you. Oh, I didn't get much amen. Somewhere, somehow, we get the idea, that's why I'm living right, and I'm going to church, and I'm singing, and I'm doing all that, and I have pedigree of ministry in me. Everything will just click, click, click on my behalf. And so when reality faces us, we want to know, why am I going through this? Why is this happening to me? I want to tell us today, you can be just like these people and still have a need in your life that only God could minister to. Ooh, I said, a need in your life that only God can fix it. And so praise God. That's how God created us. We are never perfect in all areas that we don't need God. He places a need there. He places a desire there. He places something there that you realize, if God don't work this out for me, if God don't do it, it just cannot be done. I'm trying to help you on this Christmas morning. Praise God. You can be rolling with everything and every characteristic that these two people had, and yet there is a need. having an exemplary spiritual and moral life doesn't exempt you from your faith being tested. Thank you. Having an exemplary spiritual and moral life does not exempt you from your faith being tested. It does not exempt you from dealing with daily life challenges. It does not diminish who you are. It's just the reality that there's something there that you need God to work on. And only He can do it. Ooh, oh my God, can I teach this morning? Can I teach this morning? Here it is, when I see the life of these people, I said, my God, they had it going. They should have just been able to say, God, baby, and here, baby, come. But it don't always work like that. Sometimes God have to place you on the waiting list to see what you're going to do while you're waiting. Oh, come on, tell somebody, be faithful while you're waiting. I'm going somewhere with this morning. Aisha, I'm going somewhere with this morning. Come on, look at somebody. Don't let them sleep on you. Tell somebody to be faithful while you're waiting. Look at it in Scripture. And this is what I want to bring to us on today. The Bible said that one day in the life of Zacharias, while he was waiting and believing God for a child because his wife was barren, the Bible said in verse 8, and it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course. Somebody didn't get it. Verse 7 said they had no child. They said Elizabeth was barren. And they said that they were all well stricken in age. Their time clock was ticking and ticking fast. They were coming to shutdown mode where nothing could happen after a while. Somebody gonna get that tomorrow. Hallelujah. This was what they were dealing with. But the Bible said, on this morning, look at it, and it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office, my first point to you is, he stayed committed to his call. He stayed, come on, somebody say it with me. He stayed committed to his call. Minister Jason, this morning, the angel did not find Zacharias in a corner moping. He didn't find him in a corner asking God, why am I dealing with this situation? He did not find him in lowly bar talking about nobody knows the trouble I see. But Sister Samantha, while he's waiting for his miracle, the Bible said he stayed committed to his call, for while he executed the priest's office. I don't have my baby, but I'm going to still be true to my call. I don't have the answer to my miracle yet and the answer to my prayer, but I'm still going to be faithful, committed to my call. I'll be doing what I am called to do. He stayed faithful to his call. And so many times when, praise God, we feel we serving God and we doing this and doing that for God and things don't happen as we would like it, we get an attitude. And we forget, praise God, that our call from God is not contingent on when he answers our prayer or how he answers our prayer. We still have to be committed to our call, whether we get our answer or not. Can I get an amen?
Secondly, look at it. He executed the priest's office. Look at verse 9. According to the custom of the priest's office. According to the custom. God just started to drop that in my spirit. Firstly, he stayed committed to his call. Secondly, he remained faithful to his ministry. Look at it. Look at it there. According to the custom of the priest's office. He had a call on his life as the priest. But then, praise God, he knew he had an office or a ministry within which to function. So the angel, when the angel came, praise God, found him. He found him, look at it, as I said, committed to his call, found him faithfully doing ministry. I love that. Thirdly, look at it, praise God, in verse 9 again. His lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. Oh, can I work this? He stayed committed to his call. He remained faithful to his ministry, and he was diligent in his assignment. I said he was diligent to his assignment, for his lot was to burn incense in the temple on that occasion. Come on, somebody. Are you getting what I'm saying? He remained diligent, hallelujah, because it was his time. He was on his assignment because it was his lot at that time to burn incense. He was the worship leader on that day. Oh, God. Ooh-wee. He was the worship leader at that day because he was supposed to burn incense. That's where the Catholic Church have get this of the acolytes walking around the altar and waving their censer, incense coming up. That was Zachariah's position. That was a form of worship. I don't have no child. I'm still waiting for my miracle. I can't see my little baby boy. But you know what? I'm still going to be in my place. And I'm still going to be there swinging my incense and giving God worship even while I'm waiting for my miracle.
Thank you for tuning in to Rise Again Radio Broadcast with Bishop Elroy Ben, pastor of Deliverance Christian Fellowship. We hope you have been blessed and encouraged by the Word of God. Please come join us this morning for a powerful worship experience at 4802 Lancaster Highway in Monroe, North Carolina at 11 a.m. Or feel free to join us live on Facebook or YouTube for the service at Deliverance Christian Fellowship. If you want to know more about our ministry, go to our website at dcfministry.com or give us a call at 704-709-7157. Again, that is 704-709-7157. Again, thank you for tuning into the Rise Again radio broadcast with Bishop Elroy Ben, pastor of Deliverance Christian Fellowship. Until we meet again on Sunday at 6 a.m. on this radio station, Praise 100.9. God bless you.